Now, men, all three of us have friends who are enslaved in various sins, including homosexuality. And all three of us have dear friends who have been delivered from a multiplicity of sinful lifestyles by the power of Jesus Christ, including and especially having been delivered from homosexuality. So what is the message to those who, number one, are enslaved in the homosexual lifestyle? And then number two, to those who would bash us for holding what we believe is a very traditional biblical position. Sam, I want to go to you first. What is the message to those who would bash us for holding a biblical position on this? And then I want to come to Gary and wrap up the program by asking him about those that are enslaved in the homosexual lifestyle.
Well, Dave, the first thing is for those who were to, well, let's put it this way. God's word is what we establish on this program all the time. We talk about the authority of Scripture at the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today. That's where we have to start. There has to be an agreement with God. That's first, biblical worldview, that God created. Second, that God created mankind. Sin came into the world. That's the next step. And then the next point of biblical worldview is that there is redemption through Jesus Christ. That worldview, Dave, is a requirement for anyone approaching this area, the whole concept of sin, and obviously this one of homosexuality, or you could throw into any of the other sins that are there that plague us all. Sin came into the world when Adam fell. That is in the genes. It really is. We sin from birth. That's in our genes. But that's why Christ came. So we're all led to any one of a number of different sins. This sin of homosexuality is particularly noteworthy in God's economy because he calls it an abomination, because it strikes at the very character of male and female in the picture of Christ in the church. And so it's very dear to God's heart. And so he deals with it specifically. But all of sin, any sin, the smallest one, will take us to hell because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is a fact. We have to believe because that's what God's word says. The good news, Dave, though, and for those who were to bash those who speak against or speak out against those who reinforce what God's word says, they have to deal with that matter before God. God's word lays out the bad news of sin, and it lays out the very good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and redemption through him. That's where we stand. That's the hope for anyone listening to this program today, regardless of where they are and regardless of how tight they may be wrapped up in whatever it is that they're dealing with, including that one that's so, so pernicious of sexual deviation, we would call it, or of homosexuality, that one that's so gripping in a person's life. The great news is Jesus Christ came to forgive if we but go to him in repentance, and he can make whole. And yes, and with that is the choice to follow God's standard. That will work for anyone at any time. That's not bashing. This is all about the good news of Jesus Christ.